1059 The Region.
We're back in the feed, and it's January. It's a new month, a new year, 2020, and it's also an important month for people in the region and across this country. This is Alzheimer's Awareness Month, and thrilled to be joined by the CEO of someone who does great work in the community in the region and has helped our family, the Alzheimer's Society of York Region, Lauren Fried. Lauren, how are you?
I'm great, Jim. Thank you.
Well, thank you. On behalf of my family, my wife's mother has Alzheimer's, and you guys have helped her when she's had questions and needed support. And I don't know how our family could ever say thank you enough, but I know what you guys do for families in New York region, and it's pretty incredible.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's the families who are incredible and the caregivers who care for their family members living with Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. The Alzheimer's Society has been a leader in providing care to families coping with Alzheimer's disease and other dementias for the past 30 years, and we do this through a variety of essential services that provide support through the various phases of dementia, as well as the various phases of the caregiver journey, such as I'm sure what your family has been coping
with. I mean, I think about we're in 2020. We have so much sophistication with medical technology. We can do remote surgeries and robotics. But where are we at as a country and a healthcare system in the region, in the country, Lauren, when it comes to Alzheimer's to dementia in this year?
So if we keep it local. We know that there are approximately 15,000 people in York Region living with some form of dementia.
It's a big number.
And that number is set to double inside of 20 years. This is an indication that we're becoming an older country. There are more people over the age of 65 now in Canada than under the age of 15. And while people generally age well, and dementia is not a normal part of the aging process, age is the most significant factor when it comes to dementia.
We have some amazing, hospitals in York Region, amazing medical workers. Do we have the resources in York Region to handle increase from 15 to 30,000 in 20 years?
We don't have the resources to handle 15,000. Right now, we could always use more resources. Recent polls indicate that dementia is very much top of mind for Canadians. It's one of the most feared diseases and one of the most misunderstood. And so what do we try to do is we try to address some of the stigma that's attached to dementia and some of the prevention that people have about it, because the more we can be open, the more that we can publicly discuss it, the better that people will feel about addressing it sooner in the process rather than waiting for a crisis to occur.
People talk about our health as a byproduct of our environment, our life habits, our diet, et cetera, et cetera. Is anything changing in Canadian culture, in York Region, the way we live, that's affecting the rates of Alzheimer's?
That's a great question. What we tell people is that there is a connection between lifestyle and wellness. It's certainly better than not to eat well, to sleep well, to remain social in your activities and daily life. All of these things become very helpful preventative measures for all kinds of diseases as well as Alzheimer's and dementia.
I think of families in the region. There are some really wonderful, caring families of all backgrounds and in different cultural backgrounds, and they're thinking, I have an elderly relative and I'm going to do our best to care for them. We don't want to put them in a home, which is so commendable. But my goodness, the strain and stress on those families caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's must be staggering.
It's staggering, and that is often combined with a misunderstanding of what the person living with dementia is actually going through. It just makes it an even greater challenge. Caring for a person with dementia requires more time and attention than it does for just about anybody else. And so it's important to seek out support where you can, not only from friends and other family members, but also from organizations like the Alzheimer's Society of York Region. We can provide caregivers with navigation services to help them through the healthcare sector, to provide additional educational supports to them, and to provide some care planning for them. So we ask people to please reach out to us, and we will do everything we can to help people along this journey.
Because there are things that are going to crop up in your life if you're caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's that you never would have imagined unless you talked to experienced professionals like the people of the Alzheimer's Society York Region.
Absolutely. You may not understand why somebody's behaviors change to the degree that they do. And is that the person or is that something else? And you may not understand the impact that Alzheimer's and dementia has on a person's overall ability to live independently. So it's important to reach out.
And I know there's hard to find any humor in it, but my mother-in-law's filter as the disease progressed went, and she would say things, and my wife would look at me going, she would never say that. Like she was a very proper Dutch immigrant, night, you know, but things would come out of her mouth. They're like, well, who's that person?
Yeah, and that's not unusual. Absolutely. Changes in behaviors. I mean, people sort of lose that, what do you call it, that social grace.
The etiquette.
The etiquette.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, the etiquette. And they don't have the filter. They often don't have the filter. And don't realize that what they're saying can be misleading or or insulting. And that's one of the elements that you check for when it comes to somebody's behaviors.
Speaking with Lauren Freed, the CEO of the Alzheimer's Society York Region, this is Alzheimer's Awareness Month in the region, in the country. And Lauren had alluded to it, that the stress and the difficulty of the caregiver. And there's an event coming up January 29th at the Aurora Day Center on Edward Street, Caring for the Caregiver. And I think this is such an overdue event. I applaud you guys for putting this together.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. So what this is, we realize that the caregiver is as much a client or a patient as the person living with the disease. And you have to be asking questions about the health of the caregiver to the same extent that you do with the person living with the disease. And so it's important to care for the caregiver. And so what this session does, it invites the caregiver and also friends and family members of the caregiver to come out to an evening at the Alzheimer's Society of York Region's Aurora Day program, and hear speakers and gather information about what it means to be a caregiver, the trials and tribulations of being a caregiver, and how we could all work collectively to support the caregiver in this very challenging situation.
The event's happening January 29th, 7 to 8:30 p.m., the Aurora Day Center at 240 Edward Street in Aurora. It is totally free to take part in. You can call Vicki at 905-726-3477 to reserve your spot. And as Lauren alluded to and he mentioned, there are more families trying to care for a loved one with dementia or Alzheimer's in York Region than ever before. And there are probably people that could use this sort of event, use this evening to their benefit.
Oh, absolutely. And not just the evening, but you don't have to wait for the evening to find out more information.
Yeah, correct.
You're absolutely right, Jim. Feel free to contact us. You could contact us at the number that, Jim, you've mentioned, but you could also learn more about the Alzheimer's Society of York Region and dementia by just going to our website, www.alzheimer.org. Dash York.com.
And you guys have a very good social media on Twitter that you post a lot of helpful tips and facts. It's almost like a education, not hitting someone over the head with a hammer, but just sort of gentle educational reminders about the realities of the disease. I find them very helpful.
Well, that's great to hear. That's exactly what we want to hear. And we're happy to hear both platitudes and constructive criticism about our messaging. So please feel free to do that as well. If you care to demonstrate some support, you can do that as well through our website.
Okay, give the website once again, Lauren.
Yeah, www.alzheimer-york.com.
Alzheimer-york.com. Lauren, absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for this.
Oh, thank you, Jim. This was a pleasure for me, too.
We're the station everyone's talking about because we talk about you. York Region, we are your radio station. 105.9 The Region.